Hi, Tom. Scott Kreuster, KYNT.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Just about being a small-town broadcaster and to where you've been, what would you say to people here in this broadcasting business in Yankton or Vermilion, this type, to try and reach a dream like you reached?
Make your mistakes at this level, and that will help you not make them at the higher level, so you can get out there. When I worked at KYNT, it was really instructive to me, because I learned to think on my feet, be nimble during the ad-libbing time, and I loved it. Did records and did the news and all that, but it mostly made me confident about my ability, and that's the important part.
You told me one time that you did a show, a hard rock show on KYNT. What did you do?
My name was Terrible Tom, and the other two disc jockeys were Lively Leo and Perky Perry.
So when does the show run?
It ran. I had the nighttime disc jockey. One was late afternoon, the other was early morning. And I later told that to Dick Clark, you know, the famous Dick Clark. I did a thing. He said, I'll never look at you again without thinking of you as Terrible Tom. But they own, you know, the station kind of owned the local audience because everybody had to listen. So it was fun.
That was your first broadcasting gig.
Yeah, it was my first broadcasting gig. I was 15. I moved to Yankton, and 3 months later somebody said, that kid talks a lot, let's put him on the air. So after basketball practice, I'd go down and do this one-hour teenage rock and roll show, and it was the era of the Coasters and Elvis and everything, so I had a pretty faithful high school audience. And then I worked for him for the next 3 or 4 years.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.